Okay. Today's packet, Kiddushei Tov's Piskei HaChasam Sofer V'Noda B'Yehuda. So Rabbi Tachman asked me, no, so what does the Chasam Sofer and the Noda B'Yehuda say about these topics? Because, as Rabbi Tachman pointed out, these are the classical poskim. You know, the Chasam Sofer and the Noda B'Yehuda. So, so you want to know, what are the classical poskim say, you know? Like, in all the big topics, and you know, there's always a Chasam Sofer and Noda B'Yehuda. So what do they say on this matter? So, we saw the Mishnah on Ein Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on Ein Zayin Amud Aleph. Has all the mumim, the second Mishnah. The ein kofin also lahatzi mukeshchin bal polipus mekamit mutaref nechoshes. All these things are kofin lahatzi. And the specific cases that are mentioned in the Mishnah. So the question is. Are these cases absolute, or not? So there is a tshuva in the Rush. Let's look in the Rush. On page 3. Shekhasu Mori Rav Asher Kenerli She'ein Mum Godol Kenikfe. What? Epilepsy. Yeah. We did this today in the oven in the Nidash here. That, Mishamish Lor Haner, the Bonim will be. So, epilepsy. So, that's a pretty big mum, right? Where the person has seizures and things like that. So, are we kofa? In other words, the Mishnah says, Ein kofin lohotzi mukoshchin. All these other things are physical, things, boils, and, it's not. So what's the story about Nikfa? So take a look first in the Mordechai on page 2, which I neglected to bracket and put an arrow there, so we'll find it without. On the right side, Os Reish Aleph. Os Reish Aleph on the right side in the Mordechai. Kosev Rav Yoh. Kosev Rav Yoh. Aval gav de mikve legabe isha mum have misham en raylach shiva mum gabe ish de isha bechol dehu nichala. He says that tav le meisav tandu shetei de lokotani nikve gabe mum de ish ve ein bi adein lichbo below raya brura. He says that we can't be kofa because we can't be kofa. So it's interesting that he's holding that even though you can be kofa of a mukashkin, that's like we saw in the Birkas Ritzei, that those things are a physical miyastika things as opposed to psychological things or things like neurological things that aren't mias per se, but still can make life very. So the Mordechai says, you're not kofa. And the Rosh, on page 3, says, Kashakasa Mori Harav Asher came near Elisha, Ein Mum Godol Kenikfer. And he says, no, that you don't have a Ein Mum Godol Kenikfer, Sharei Medamev Perakal Umnin, Nikves Lashota, Shamnus, the Omar Hamocher, Shifkasum Mekhtosu, whole Mustafa Ben Amumin. So he says that's a big mum. Veshota Elo Kiddushin Nusun Afilim Midrabon, Kamina Shaina Dom Dai Nochash Bekfifa. So it's like a Shota. Avon Pishal Fadi Yeshlo Kiddushin Kshucholim, Gamge Nikfa Shaina Nikfa Tadir Yeshlo Kiddushin. Mikomokom Bemum Godol Kaze Chasve Sholom Shagon Rabbeinu Gershon Zal Tikin Takanoso Vitei La Get Bal Korcho Zuvosot Yechov Olov Kasher Kosem. You can even give Bal Korcho if she was Lord Shem Haisen Nikfis Kodom Kedushin Veyam Mechol Mechachtos Umelvim Lo Yulon Lotzi Momon Misafik Mikomokom Yasu Kasher Kosem Lamala. Yeah. So he says he can give a get bal korcho, and he pays the ksuba, and maybe he's not even chayiv in the ksuba. In other words, when he says mekachtos here, he's in mekachtos l'gabe the ksuba, then the mekachtos l'gabe the kedushin. It's on the woman. Where he didn't know about it, or before, whatever he didn't know. So he says that. But he still says it's a mum gadol. So let's take a look for a second in the Shulchan Aruch on page 6. Yeah, maybe a kofa. Can't be any less than the mumim in the Mishnah that permit to be kofa. So let's look in Shulchan Aruch on page 6. So first, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that other Tshuvas Harash that we did when we did Rav Moshe's Tshuva about Ish Hamishtate Mide Yom Yom from Meres Ishto Avi Machmas Dochol Hisiyani Lo. Right, that was the Tshuvas Harash that we saw when we were doing Rav Moshe's Tshuvas, that this woman, this person was not so well, and he said that my father married me off to him because of monetary reasons, and she thought I could handle it. V'yef shil kabel, ki hu meturaf, v'yir ani pen yarigevi bakaso, en kofim oso lagarish. That was the rush. Eikofi was so lagarish. So Rav Moshe said, he makes in the tshuva, Rav Moshe writes, no, but this guy is not a shoita. He just has a bad temper. It's a big chiddush to say, like Jake was saying, that Pashas is, he's a shoita. Or, I don't know, maybe not. Elim Ratzah Teshev Im Lo Ratzah Dina Gidin Moredis. That was the rush. Right? So what Moshe was saying, if a person's a shaita, that's a mum. And you can tie up Kiddush Shaitos. But then Moshe said, but what about the Tshuvas HaRosh that doesn't say like that? So he says that because if you're not kofer, then, I mean, Rav Moshe was working with Rav Yitzchak Ochanan, that whatever you could be, if you kofer, then it could be kedusha tos when you don't know about it. And here the Shulchan Aruch says you're not kofer. So you're not even kofer for this type of guy, which seems to be a shoita. So then it can't be kedusha tos. And Rav Moshe says it is. So Rav Moshe says this guy's not a shoita, even though he uses a lashon. He's not. It just means he's not a bona fide shoita. He's just a loose temper, very loose. But then the Ramah says Mishahu Nichva. So now he quotes the machlokes between the Rosh and the Mordechai and the Raviyah about epilepsy. He says Mishahu Nichva Yesh Omim She'enu Mum. Fein Kofim Balzel Lagareish. Somebody who's nichva yesh omim she'enu mum. That's the ein kofim al zelagarish. Mikol mokom ein kofim so to imo hoel uvasa machmas taina. Right? The yesh omim davi mum beish mikofim vagarish. Yeah, so what does it say? Let's see. So she's not mechuyev to be with him, but he's not mechuyev to. Yes. So in other words, what the poskim is saying is that the mumim are specific things, and what Chazal considered a mum, and they considered a kofa, and she's, you know, and we're not kofa, even though she doesn't have to be with him. So she's in limbo. So the Maisa, it would be prudent for them to get divorced, obviously. But in other words, what's prudent and what the halacha was kofa could be two different things. Well, so this is a machloikus here. So if you take a look, let's take a look in the Chasam Sofer. There's a Kuf Tes Zayin is the one there. There's a couple of Chasam Sofers here. Yeah, the one I want now is on page 4. So he says, "Yani nidan echad shenasa isha v'lo gila shehu bal lichva." So it's clear that she had no knowledge. She has epilepsy, and he didn't tell her. That's a chumar utzlan. The day it's gala tachtev aisha she'ena rotzes la doimo who ena rotzes la garsha b'shemofen. Page 4. Tassim Sofer. Page 4. The machlok is shown whether yikofa is for a mum of epilepsy on the part of the husband. The Rosh says you're kofa, the Rav Yoh says you don't kofa. Now we're discussing a case with the Chasam Sofer where she was not known. He was not known. They got married, they had kedushin, and then she, this gala that he has this machala.
So says the Chasam Sofer in the next paragraph. B'chol yonifa pligia Mordechai b'shem Rav Yod. It's the only pshitus lo kafina lehotzi b'nichfa.
Right? He says you're not kofa.
V'arosh b'tshuva pshita leisha kofa. V'chol pshita shabal ha'nichfa hu mesukun b'nafsha sheyipo lecha l'psocha m'lamayim l'eish.
Right? Who knows what could happen to him? It's... Right, to somebody who's he fell into to the oven, whatever. So obviously this is a person that's very unstable and, you know, very probably, you know, not a normal person. So, but still there's a machlokes whether you kofa.
They used to think that it could be contagious.
That it's not contagious. So he says, so here he's talking about. It's so interesting. The whole tshuva of the Chasam Sofer is who should we paskin, like in this shaila. That's clearly, it was a shaila of Mohikir, where she was fooled. That's clear. That's the case he's talking about. And he doesn't say Kiddush Etos. He doesn't say Kiddush Etos. Now what, that's not even... So who should we paskin like? Legabe Kfiyah.
Says Ora ni Omer da fiu ikai mishmaya da halacha karosh.
In Shemayim, who does Hashem paskin like? Maybe like the Rush that Mikol Mokum came into Igadas Mordechai. You see here how careful the Chasam Sofer is about kfiya. He says because you don't want to mess up, because if you kofa in a situation where there's no din kfiya, then the get is not good. The get musa. So he says, even if Klapa Shemaya Galia, the Halacha Karosh, Mikol Mokum came into Ikadas Mordechai, the Polik, the Eni Tanu Yodea Lachriya, right? And if we can't be Machriya, Mimele im Ofer Vigirish al Dei Ishoi Zeh, Ishoi, Havi Eishishis Doraisa. In other words, if you can't be Machriya, you know, the Machlok is Rishonim, who are we going to be Machriya? You know, and if it's not a proper kfiya, then she's an eishes ish daraisa. Bevadai velo misafek. He says it's not even a safek ish. It's a vada eishes ish.
The time when the omer sharei get lusafil kedin, the omer rotsani mikol mokum eno kosher mitam damu chazal stam nichle lekayim divrei chachamim.
Well, that's the famous Rambam. It's based on the Gemara that everyone really wants to do the right thing, and sometimes you need to be beaten up to do, but only if it's the right thing. Meaning, I'm not saying whether what's proper to do, what's prudent to do. We're saying what is the halacha mandate to do? What is the halacha mandate?
So he says, "Mikol mokum eino kosher mitam mstam nichle lekayim divrei chachamim shamru lekufa lahotzi valderech shehisbeir Rambam yafeh b'sof perek
beis the migarishim." That's the famous Rambam.
Finding sheboro gam lamagarish sheisui kedin alibe dukol yama.
He says, but if it's only if it's aliba de kulei alma.
Im kein mitzvah lishmo divrei chachamim. Avachach yom manam megarish man leimilon she mitzvah lishmo divrei harosh. Demo mitzvah lishmo divrei Mordechai.
Right? Who says it's mitzvah lishmo divrei harosh? Maybe it's mitzvah lishmo divrei Mordechai, and you can't be kofa.
Im kein gamach omer rotsa ani hayam behechref v'lo ona belibo.
Because there is, he's only saying it. He wants to follow Divrei Chachamim, but if we're not clear what Divrei Chachamim is, then if he wants to do it, he could do it, and we should probably convince him to do it, and etc. But the mamish beat him, kfiya. Okay, ein nira shum havamina lokuf lagarish. So in this case, he says it's a sveika d'dina. So when it's a sveika d'dina, you shouldn't be kofa. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. But the point being. So you see over here two things. You see how prudent, you know, how careful Chasam Sofer was Lagabe Kfiya, And you also see legabe kiddushei toros that it wasn't even ola b'daito that we should. Yeah.
This whole talk about it being contagious or not.
Yeah.
So if it were, or if there is something that is contagious, it would be on the same level as.
Then for sure it would be. Yeah. Because, in other words, if all these cases, you can't live with somebody who is mukashkin. It's just whatever. So if somebody has a contagious disease, you also can't live with them. But if something, he's not well, he's not totally, you know.
So if epilepsy was contagious, then
maybe he would say, then he probably would say there wouldn't be a machlokas we showed him about it. Yeah. So that's what the Chasam Sofer. But again, the whole cheshbon of the Chasam Sofer is only on the kfiyah. He didn't even suggest. So let's say kedushay tos, that it was not barba cheshbon. Yeah, right. And it could be he wouldn't have accepted Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's thing. I mean, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan, or you could say he does accept it, but it's just. He only said it by cases that Rav Yitzchak Elchanan only said. But I would assume Rav Yitzchak Elchanan would probably say, you know, okay, I don't want to put words into. I mean, Rav Yitzchak Elchanan's yisod was that anything that yivadei kofer when you know about, when you don't know about, it is kiddushei tos. But even Rav Yitzchak Elchanan only said it from daraisa only to get the rabbanon, and Rav Moshe was the one who took it a step further. By mumim of the man. Well, in other words, but we don't know if you're kofer. It could be he would agree because we don't know if you're kofer. Right. So since you don't know if you're kofer, then you can't say it's kiddushei tos. Right. Maybe it could be he would agree. It could be. Okay. I start off saying the reason we're saying this Shia is Rabbi Tuchman wanted to know what does the Chasam Sofer and the Noda Biyuda say about this? Because they're the prime. So I made a packet. What does the Chasam Sofer and the Noda Biyuda say? So that's why we're doing this. Okay. So let's now. So that was the Chasam Sofer. So now let's go to the Noda Biyuda. Because those are the two, you know, prominent Gedolei Achronim. We're talking about Gedolei Achronim. You talk about. The Chasam Sofer and the Noda Biyuda. But that's where from Nissen Alpert, quoting Rav Moshe's Levaya that I mentioned yesterday, I think it was Rav Nissen Alpert said at the Levaya, and we viewed Rav Moshe Feinstein on that level of the Noda Biyuda and the Chasam Sofer. That was also, I believe, if I recall from the Levaya, that was another thing that was said. Okay, so let's look at page 15.
Nechtova kibalti al divrei Torah baba maisa mikra bilti Torah she'ira b'kilo so. Sheba shama nar mi verboy b'shmo Shlomo. This guy, his name is Shlomo. B'cheskas shehu Yehudi ponoy.
So he comes, a new guy in town, a new bacher in the community.
So let's welcome him. And he convinces an almana that she should marry him.
So they were married for 3 weeks.
Nisis lo b'chupa v'kiddushin. V'achar nisu lokach es hakol miyoda.
3 weeks he takes all her possessions.
V'baruch lo.
And now they find out this guy's an imposter.
He's a mumer, he's not from. And he
has another wife on the side there in Verboy. Because
he took all our stuff and he ran.
Right? So this is, you know, a pretty big thing that she, you know, he's a mumer, he's, he has another Goyish wife on the side, it wouldn't be something that...
There's another factor here that he assumed that I know about monetary marriage.
Okay, but he wanted to do Kiddushin, right?
That was part of the scam, that wasn't in the Kavanah, so he didn't have that in Kavanah.
Right.
He wanted to have a real marriage, a meaningful marriage.
He wanted to. Might not be that. You have to have a das kamatna. I'm not forgetting das kamatna.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. If Isha Aluva Shanisis Lotia Mukrakas Lisha Aguna Kol Yomer in Lo Yimtala True for Levata Lagadushim with Chilas of Lechas of Adasa Yeshomim Shavia Beisosh Shem Balid Inter Shemuma Ekidush of Kedushim. So maybe, so what do you do for this girl, this woman? You know, so one point is there's a discussion of a Mumer that's Makadish. Is the Kiddushin good or not? Say, take a look on page 11 in the tour.
By Mumer, they simply mean someone's not sure what they're with, or somebody
who
went through some kind of
Yes. Yeah, so let's see. Let's see how it's brought down here. Let's see what it says. Let's look in the tour on page 11. Yisrael Meshuman, page 11 in the Torah. Yisrael Meshuman Shekidesh, Kiddush of Kiddushin. It's Rechim Yeraget. V'yesh Omim Meshuman L'chal Shabbos B'Farhesya, V'lavor Avar Zora, Dino Kigoy Gomer. V'en Kiddush of Kiddushin, V'lo Nehira. So who is that opinion? So that's the Bala Iter here on page 10. And he says, so he has this whole discussion, and he says, yeah, take a look. Further than the two line arrows that I put, the first word on the line is yesh. Yesh. Keep further down. Afil yesh mumer ulechal shabbosos v'abtshuvas dekamoi mishum dechil shabbosos enuch Yisrael shenemar beini uvemi Yisrael kol habashamer nikor Yisrael etadim mekabel karbonis miposh Yisrael tlan men amumer liyaynes kol shabbosos faryasa hilkach mechal shabbosos faryasa akamu v'kidushav lav kidusha. So you don't have to be an official Christian. You mechal Shabbosos according to this day. You mechal Shabbosos befarhesia, and dino kakum.
Well, according to this, certainly the halacha would be if there was a Jew, a good Jew who became mechal Shabbos, it's still a good Jew.
No.
In this case, not this is where the mummer itself. What about?
Well.
If the case, why? Because it's the Kedushin is no good as opposed to the.
Oh,
right, that's my point.
Right.
But I don't see
it. Is that.
What are you asking?
Kosher Joe.
Yeah.
Marries.
Yeah.
Then
in the middle. Does that paka in the middle?
From the way I'm reading this, this is a good, still a good Kedushin.
Still a good Kedushin. He's only b'shas the kedushin. He's saying this, okay? And even that, you know, most are holding not like that. Yeah, right. And the Rambam on page 12, Perek Dalin Halacha Tezvav, fourth line: Yisrael Mumer Shekidesh Afal Pishu Oved Avos Chavim Ritzano Harei Kedushin Gemurim Utsricha Ged Mimenu.
So he saw Mumar Shekidesh, even though he's a void of Arazara, still Kiddush and Gemur. Well, there is a concept of Dino Kaakum. The question is that it didn't, someone discussed whether it's a Dinda Rice or not. Yeah. There's a. Yeah, the question, right. Right. And in Shulchan Aruch, this is brought in Shulchan Aruch on page 13. Yisrael Meshumad Shekidesh. Kiddush of Kiddush and Gemurim Tzrichim and Get. A few Zara Shaholid Shehishtamed in Kiddush also Zara Yisraelis Kiddush of Kiddush. So the kids, it seems that day doesn't get too much credibility in Halacha. So, but that's what he starts off with. Back to the Noda Behuda. So the Noda Behuda, he feels that, you know, he's going to say, you know, he doesn't think this woman has a heter. He says, and then he goes through all the tzadim, he says. He says, Hinei, paragraph Hinei on page 15, and Yomer Yishtaka Adover Chasa Shalom Lahater Isha. Page 15, on the right side, Hinei. Hinei Yomer Yishtaka Adover Chasa Shalom Lahater Isha V'ibchan Yomer. Even according to this Yesh Omrim, that it's not, he wants to be Machmer. Okay, we don't pass him like the Yesh Omrim, but he's pilpling within that Shita that Mumar is not. He says, Shemumar ain't Kiddushav Kiddushav Luchay Hashem and hear her betshuva, Hayinu b'mumar shu mumar lefaneinu. V'inu machzik v'das Yehudis. V'gam b'shas ha-kiddushin omr b'pumbi shu mumar. It's not so important about this pilpul because Lamaisa we don't. But he says here he seems that he's being observant now, even though that could be a fraud.
Maybe it's
Yerba
Tshuva. Unless you say the whole thing. Okay, but so he doesn't want to make hell even according to that day in the Baal Hitzer.
Okay, but that's one point.
But let's get to our topic. Let's get to Kiddushei Tos.
So he says, so now he's discussing different cases of about islandness and all those things. Yeah, take a look on page 17.
He says, "Is muskim from kol poskim?" This we discussed in Rav Yitzchak Kochanin's tshuva.
The chayvei lavin v'lo hikibur chaylu hakedushin.
Now he says all the poskim hold that a kohen marries a grusha, and he's a frum guy, and he didn't know she's a grusha. Lo hikibur. So definitely chayvei lavin to have tofes kedushin. But even if lo hikibur, he says all the poskim. This we saw in Rav Yitzchak Kochanin's tshuva, right in the Be'er Yitzchak. About this, so he says like that.
That's by the woman. She has the mum. She's the grusha. V'imadin came be'ish the loshayach may behold. So if that's the din, when the man was fooled, and he got a grusha and he's a kohen, the loshayach may behold who nichale v'isha shalom hetiklal mi'ataka v'cholim v'isha behold who nichala.
But by isha called who nichala.
So he says there's no kiddushei tos by chayve lavin, so there's no kiddushei tos here either. When you need two people's das,
right? That part of Tosis we didn't see yesterday. The Tosis says Akasha. So why isn't anyone who buys something from the store and then it breaks? If I would have known it would break, I wouldn't have bought it. The answer is, but there are two people involved. There's a mocher and a kona. And the mocher is mocher and you...
I'll call upon him. He doesn't care what you do with it. So he says, whenever there are two people involved, maybe you don't say a toast, because if one of them has das, it's good enough.
In other words, by the ish, you could always say there's no toast by the ish, because the ish is never stuck. If his wife turns out no good, so of course we're going to require a get, because it's not a toast, because you know, he always says, I'll take whatever I get, and if it turns out no good, I can get another wife.
But what about the ish if she's fooled? So then he makes a comment here that maybe this is like Rav Moshe's svar, that isha she'ein biyado lizgareish ve'ein biyado want to say oh lach ha'chaper min adayta lach ha'lokit shenavsha hagam benidon didon. So maybe you could say such a svar, but then he says in the case over here all we care is what is Ba'osa Shah. Was he kosher Ba'osa Shah? Right,
that's what sometimes poskim write, that if you write too much a pilpul, that people think it was a real shayla, even though this seems to be a, you know, you give it too much. That's a certain case. A certain Rav said we shouldn't be marach, because then it looks like it's a real machloikis. It's a real But so in this case he didn't, but that line is I don't know. I mean, because first he says Tav Lemesef Tandu, so therefore that's why Lo Hikirbo. So I don't know how that works with the line that he says over here. That's, you know, that other paragraph where he seems to say like Rav Moshe, that other paragraph, the bottom paragraph. But in this case, he was not Mekel. Now, one more last point. The Chasam Sofer has a whole bunch of tshuvas. Rabbi Ramanek from Farakwe, his tshuva collected these different tshuvas about the manus of Rofim. What is the? Because normally, say Rofe says somebody's a shoita. So first of all, like Rabbi Ramanek pointed out, you have to see the Rofe meet the person, you know, or not. So you know, sometimes you can have a case the Rofe never even met the person, and you're just feeding information to, you know, this could happen that the Rofe never even met the person. But he makes it so the way Rabbi Ramanek presents it, we'll see here, is that there are two types of things that a Rofe could say. A Rofe could say, "I see a tumor. I'm on a seat." So that's it. He's not going to lie. Umen lo marach has kasei. But then a rofe could say, "This is my hashara. This is my umden das." So the Chasam Sofer's yisod we're going to see shortly is that if he says, "This is I see it. I see him." You know, he's talking about hilchas nida. I see a maka. I mamish see it. So he sees. He's not going to lie. Umen lo marach nasei. And then he's believed even lakula, as Rabbi Ramanek points out. But if it's something that this is what I see, I this is the nirali from that, like, so then the rofe's namonis is betora sofik. So therefore, if it's a case like pikuach nefesh, so then I think, based on what I see, that he's besakana, but it's not like I can point to it, but it's a hashara. So that creates a suffix. So in Pikuach Nefesh, you go to suffix, and then, with Michal Shabbos, you eat on Yom Kippur, all these things. But, as Rabbi Ramanek pointed out, in the case of Eishes Ish, where the person is Becheskas Eishes Ish, and now he's Meshayer, that maybe there's something with him, but it's not like he can point Kazerei V'Kadesh, he could point. So then, as Rabbi Ramanek points out, based on the Chasam Sofer, then that'll only make it a suffix. And then if there's a cheskas eishes ish, then you don't. But when it's a case of pikuach nefesh, so then a suffix makes it. Then you have to follow the kula, and because a suffix pikuach nefesh, you go lahakyash. And that's he writes this in several places. Let me show you the several tshuvas here. Yeah, take a look on page 20. Tamashom harofe eni Yehudi sheish lo maka ein lismo petrei taimi chad al koch lo pligi sefer tshuva ritzba. Okay, that's the question. But sorry, but in the Chil Shabbos Yom Kippur, Samchina Mishum Da Kolpadim Dvarav Osim Lanu Sveika. Father, I suffic Pikuach Nefesh. Vedoche Shabbos Yom Kippur. But if it's a case of where suffic is Lachumra, so then we're not going to. In the case of Nida that he's talking about over there, so then we're not going to just rely on the Rofe, as Rabbi Ramanek pointed out, when it's in Umden Das. That's nothing to do with Kedushay Tos per se, but sometimes, they bring in doctors to try to give testimony. The question of whether who these doctors are, because the legality issues of and sometimes it's not even a doctor that even saw the person. They're just feeding information. If this person da-da-da-da, what do you think? You know, someone will try to monitor an HCC patient on that. So that's what Rabbi Ramnick said. That's ridiculous. Because the doctor didn't even meet the person. And then it's a question of umden das. Obviously, the person doesn't meet somebody. And you're giving him information based on whatever information you're feeding it, so it can't be more than an umdum das. So an umdum das, that's the yisod of the chasam sofer, could at best make a suffix. So if it's a question, should we let the person eat on Yom Kippur, or should we let the person, mechal Shabbos to this person? Okay, suffix pikuach lefesh, should we go v'kula? But if the person is married, in the cheskas heishishish, and they were married, and now you want to say, you want to get some doctor to give based on what you're feeding to the doctor, and you're giving information to the doctor, and to be machkia cheskes heishishish, as Rabbi Ramnick points out, that's ridiculous. So that's the yisod here of the chasam sofer, that avada umen lo mara umnose, but that's only if an umen is going to get caught by saying, I saw something, he didn't see it, so that's going to, but if he gives us an opinion, you know, this is what, from what I see, this is an opinion, like he can't say it, like sometimes I deal with doctors for Hilchas Nida. So recently a doctor called me up, said, I saw the uterine blood coming out, I saw it, so there's nothing to talk about, she saw it, so I go l'chumra. Sometimes a doctor could say, this is what I think, so in certain cases you still go to chumra, but it's a difference with how you paskin, as Shefka pointed out, also a Hilchas Shabbos Shaila and a Hilchas Yom Kippur Shaila versus a Hilchas Kedusha Kol Shaila. That's a whole different thing. So what we saw today is the Machlokas Rishonim between the Rav Yoh and the Rosh, whether you kofer on what? On an epilepsy? And the Rosh says yes, the Rav Yoh said no. And the Chasam Sofer writes a tshuva, he says, Ladina, it's a suffix, so therefore you can't be kofer, because unless both shita say it, could be that it's a get musa. Because you don't want to have a get only a lagabe one shita. You can't do a get like that, so that the Chasam Sofer paskin. And not, but it's clear from the Chasam Sofer, as some point out, that the Kiddushay Tos was all of a daito. And this was clearly a case of Tos, because she didn't know that he was epilepsy. That's clearly in the case of the Chasam Sofer. And the Noda Biyuda, we saw the case where he came in and stole, and he was trying to say that maybe it should be Mutter based on the Baal Iter. He rejects that. Then Kiddushay Tos. So Kiddushay Tos, he was a little bit more Nota for, but then he says in this case, he feels that Basher Husham, he was Muchsak that he was from, even though he might have had a past history. Obviously, he had a past history because he has the woman, he has his wife back in Werbury, and obviously, I don't know how much tshuva he really did because he went and looted this woman. So it seems to me, so and yet still the Noda Bihuda was so, because there you couldn't say a daiti dehachi lo kitcha if he would have known that. That he has this wife, this Goyish wife, and yet he was still very machmir, even though he did entertain that possibility. But in the bottom line, he was very machmir in this. Yeah.
It was what you said, but it would be an achmir for a different case. So, for what case? Meaning, if
he's
a
mover
of
a
so she knows.
She knows. Right, so what would be the case? Right, where would you.
If she didn't know. Meaning, everyone else knows, but she doesn't know.
Yeah.
He pretended. Yeah.
The whole
town is right there. Yeah. He said he came from the whole town. Okay. Well, we have to think. Okay, Bezushim, tomorrow we're gonna do packet 11. That's the final packet. We're gonna see the Rav's speech. and the Tavla Mesav and put it all together. I'll give out Chazara questions that you can keep to do your own Chazara at any time you'd like. We'll have that both, and that'll be the end of this Kiddushei Tozman. Okay, so, yeah.